Nolte, Virginia restaurant refuses to serve Christian group for being Christian. By John Nolte on December 6, 2022. The woke Nazis at a Richmond, Virginia, restaurant called Metzger Bar and Butchery, refused to serve a Christian organization after discovering it was Christian. Yep, here we go. Outright discrimination, intolerance, and bigotry in the name of tolerance. Metzger's is a German-inspired restaurant. Yeah, Germany 1933. A German-inspired restaurant in Richmond canceled the reservation for a conservative political organization's private event last week, saying in a statement posted online Thursday night that the decision was made to protect their staff, many of whom are women and/or part of the LGBTQ community. The Family Foundation, the organization that had made the reservation, opposes same-sex marriage and abortion, among other positions. Metzger Bar and Butchery has always prided itself on being an inclusive environment for people to dine in, the fascists wrote in a statement. Recently we refused service, after the owners of Metzger found out it was a group of donors to a political organization that seeks to deprive women and LGBTQ+ persons of their basic human rights in Virginia. Human rights? You mean like eating in a restaurant, a right no Christian wants to deny anyone, including the alphabet people? Even the weirdos in a beard and high heels? The Family Foundation made this reservation more than a week ago for 15 to 20 people. About 90 minutes before everyone was scheduled to show up, they were told the reservation was canceled. Why? Well, because of their religious beliefs. Naturally, it looks like Metzger's fellow Nazis and Big Tech are circling the wagons on their behalf. As of Friday, Yelp had disabled the ability for people to post comments on Metzger Bar and Butchery's page after it received numerous negative reviews related to the incident, quickly followed by several positive reviewers attempting to counteract the one-star reviews. Must be nice to have Yelp making it impossible to lodge a customer complaint, eh? Victoria Cobb, the president of Family Foundation, said this is not the first time her organization has been discriminated against for being Christian. Cobb added that a website design company declined to design her foundation's website for political reasons, and the former provider of its customer relationship management software, Every Action, which became part of new parent company Bonterra in March, canceled the foundation's contract, forcing the foundation to move its databases to a different system. While many who hold the same beliefs may not experience this directly yet, we recognize we are on the tip of the spear, Cobb wrote in her blog post. All we want to do is be left alone, they said. All we want is to live our lives, they said. How does our love affect your life? They asked. And here we are. Drag queens in libraries, gay porn in elementary schools, hairy guys sharing your daughter's locker room, the medical community making billions permanently mutilating teenage tomboys, and artists forced to participate in gay weddings. Hey, I tried to warn you all. In return, I was called an alarmist and bigot. I don't want your apologies. I want reparations sent directly to my PayPal account.